Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Great Heist: China's Epic Campaign to Steal America's Secrets by David R. Shedd presents a high-level, security-focused look at how modern espionage has evolved into an industrial-scale effort to acquire sensitive information from the United States. Framed through the lens of national security, the book explores the ways state-directed intelligence services, cyber operators, and affiliated actors pursue military, technological, and economic advantages by targeting government networks, defense contractors, research institutions, and private companies, rather than treating espionage as a rare cloak and dagger event. And Shedd emphasizes it as a sustained campaign that exploits digital connectivity, human access, supply chains, and open research ecosystems. The narrative positions intellectual property theft and strategic data collection as central to geopolitical competition, with consequences that reach beyond headlines into jobs, innovation, and defense readiness. Written for readers who want to understand the logic, methods, and impact of contemporary intelligence conflict, the book aims to clarify what is being taken, how it happens, and why it matters. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, espionage as a system, not an exception, a central theme is that theft of secrets is not a side activity but an organized, persistent system designed to accelerate national power. The book frames Chinese intelligence efforts as a long-term campaign with strategic objectives rather than isolated incidents. But that perspective helps readers understand why targets can range from defense technologies to commercial processes and biomedical research. Instead of focusing solely on dramatic spy stories, the emphasis is on how requirements are set, collection is prioritized, and operations are executed at scale. This includes the idea that multiple collection channels can pursue the same goal simultaneously, blending traditional human intelligence with cyber access and exploitation of legitimate academic or business relationships. Seeing espionage as a system also explains why attribution and deterrence are difficult. When many operators, intermediaries, and overlapping missions exist, the campaign can continue even after arrests, indictments, or public exposure. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of incentives and outcomes. What information shortens development timelines, reduces costs, or provides negotiating leverage? This topic underscores that the threat is structural and ongoing, requiring a similarly sustained and coordinated response from both government and private sector stakeholders. Secondly, cyber operations and the economics of data theft. The book highlights how cyberspace enables collection at a speed and volume unmatched by earlier eras. Cyber intrusions can capture credentials, map networks, and exfiltrate large datasets with a lower risk profile than physical penetration. This topic explores why the economics are favorable to the attacker once tools, access routes, and operational playbooks exist. They can be reused across many victims. The result is a compounding advantage where one breach can reveal information about suppliers, partners, and downstream customers, enabling broader compromise. Beyond the act of stealing files, cyber-enabled espionage often includes quiet persistence, allowing adversaries to monitor communications, track decisions, and harvest incremental insights over time. The book also treats data as a strategic resource, not only for immediate technical gains, but for building a broader intelligence picture about capabilities, vulnerabilities, and intentions. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why cyber defense is not just an IT problem. It is tied to governance, identity management, vendor controls, incident response, and executive accountability. The theme stresses that reducing exposure requires prioritizing what must be protected, understanding who might want it, and building resilience for when intrusions occur despite best efforts. Thirdly, human access, influence, and the use of intermediaries. Another major topic is the continued importance of people, even in a digital contest. The book describes how recruitment, coercion, cultivation, and exploitation of access can complement technical intrusions. Employees at companies, contractors, universities, and government entities may have privileged knowledge or credentials that unlock protected systems and sensitive programs. The use of intermediaries can further complicate detection, with third parties, front organizations, or seemingly legitimate partnerships acting as conduits for collection. This is especially relevant in environments where collaboration and openness are core values, such as research and innovation ecosystems. The book encourages readers to see influence and access acquisition as a continuum, ranging from overt intelligence recruitment to subtler efforts to shape decisions, direct funding, or steer research agendas toward topics of strategic interest. It also raises the operational reality that adversaries can blend legal and illegal methods, using public sources and normal professional interaction to identify targets and map networks before attempting more aggressive steps. The practical implication is that counterintelligence is as much about culture and awareness as it is about technology. Strong hiring practices, insider risk programs, clear reporting channels, and training that respects legitimate international collaboration while guarding sensitive assets become essential components of defense. Fourthly, strategic targets defense, critical infrastructure, and innovation. The book organizes the problem around what is at stake, the technologies and information that define military advantage, economic competitiveness, and national resilience. Defense-related programs are an obvious focus, but the theme extends to critical infrastructure and high-value commercial innovation. When sensitive designs, operational concepts, or manufacturing methods are taken, the impact can be felt in multiple ways. Competitors can narrow capability gaps faster, countermeasures can be developed more cheaply, and markets can be entered with reduced research and development costs. The book's framing helps readers understand why even seemingly niche data can matter. A small technical detail might unlock a larger system, or an organizational chart might reveal where key decisions are made. In critical infrastructure, access and intelligence can support contingency planning, signaling, or coercive leverage in a crisis. The topic also clarifies why supply chains are attractive targets. Compromising a vendor, service provider, or component supplier can yield access to many organizations at once, including those with stronger defenses. By emphasizing the breadth of targets, the book pushes readers to think beyond a narrow definition of secrets. It encourages an assessment mindset, identify crown jewels, map dependencies, and treat innovation protection as a strategic imperative, not an afterthought. Lastly, what an effective response looks like. A concluding theme focuses on what governments, businesses, and institutions can do to reduce the scale and success of theft. The book points toward the need for combined efforts across counterintelligence, cybersecurity, law enforcement, and policy. No single agency or technical control can solve the problem because adversaries exploit seams between jurisdictions and sectors. The response, therefore, includes better information sharing, clearer reporting pathways for victims, and improved coordination with trusted partners. It also involves hard choices about risk tolerance in research, investment, and supply chain relationships. For companies, the book's logic supports treating security as an enterprise issue tied to business continuity and competitive advantage. That means executive sponsorship, realistic threat modeling, segmentation of sensitive systems, strong identity controls, and disciplined incident response planning. For universities and labs, it implies safeguarding sensitive research without undermining the openness that drives discovery. The book also suggests that deterrence requires consequences that are consistent and credible, alongside defenses that make operations costlier and less reliable. The key takeaway is that resilience is achievable when organizations prioritize what matters most, assume compromise is possible, and build processes that detect, contain, and recover quickly. The response is not a one-time project, but a sustained posture aligned to an enduring strategic challenge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, strategic understanding of modern state-driven espionage business leaders responsible for intellectual property, cybersecurity, and risk professionals, policymakers, students of international security, and general readers trying to make sense of recurring headlines about hacks and technology theft. It can benefit the reader's life by clarifying how national competition increasingly plays out through information and access, which in turn shapes jobs, innovation, and long-term security. By explaining espionage as a persistent campaign rather than a sequence of disconnected scandals, the book helps readers evaluate risk more realistically and make better decisions about what to protect, what partnerships to scrutinize, and how to build organizational resilience. Compared to many books that focus primarily on technical hacking details or sensational spy anecdotes, this one is positioned as a broader framework for understanding methods, targets, and consequences across sectors. That wider lens is valuable for readers who need context and actionable thinking, not just case studies. It is worth buying if you want an integrated view that connects cyber operations, human access, supply chain exposure, and policy responses into a coherent picture of why the theft of secrets persists and how it can be meaningfully reduced. Shed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.